This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
We got to talk about what happened yesterday between the Falcons and the Chargers, and most specifically just the Falcons. Like, I mean, Kirk Cousins played like the bastard love child of Desmond Ridder and Marcus Mariota yesterday. Like, I don't know what that, I mean. And a lot of times you try to, you know, one guy does. No, he lost him the game yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much everybody else played good. He lost him the game yesterday, flat out.
Andy, quarterbacks throw interceptions. This is part of the game. It is what it is. But to play as long as he's played. Because I go to a funeral yesterday, so I listened to the first half with David Arts, and then when I got home after the funeral, I watched the whole game yesterday. And I wanted to watch just the offense. Mm-hmm. I wanted to watch most of the offense. And watching him play yesterday, it was embarrassing to himself. I think I just didn't understand the interceptions and how they were thrown. Mm-hmm. The pick six, what are you doing?
He got tricked on some basic stuff.
And it's like, it was, and you could see, go again. Watching how San Diego had a great plan for how they switched coverages on him, like he saw something, and then like last minute they switched out of the coverage. Pick six. The damn first interception, where are you throwing?
Where are you throwing? He did like a little bit of a hitch, like he was going to maybe not throw it, and then he let it go anyway. Like,
what are you doing?
Yep.
Then the one in the end zone, where?
That was the worst one.
Bijan's right there.
Yeah.
Just take five yards and get down. Yeah. Or just toss it to Bijan right there. I thought it was the worst game. It has to be his worst game ever.
Yeah.
Not just the Falcon.
Right.
That's his worst game ever.
I know. I guess he had four picks 10 years ago or something like that.
Yeah,
but
just
no,
as much ball and high level football and success he's had, that was, he just looked like you said, a Desmond Ridder type. Just where are you throwing the football, man? And then, you know, the play call, man, why are you getting cute, man? Just run the ball, hand the ball for it.
Yeah.
Because there are two things. The jet sweeps. Why the hell is Ray McCloud at so many blocking point of attacks?
I think we've seen enough.
Ray played well.
He did a great game. Catching the football.
Yeah, catching the football.
Which is what he's supposed to do.
He was awful blocking. And then why in the hell, and I know the Chargers, they play a lot of dime and everything like that. Why in the hell are you letting him lead block in the hole? Like, all this crazy. I'm like, what are you doing, offensive coordinator? Why are you doing, I didn't understand that at all. Like, why is Ray McCloud leading up? Why does he always seem to be at the point of attack on a damn screen? He's not big. Derwin James is going to toss him just like he kept doing.
Yeah, or just get by him because he's also incredibly – like, Derwin James played just a beautiful football game yesterday.
But
that's what he can do.
But that's why I was like, why are we getting cute? Your quarterbacks look like trash. I don't know where the hell you're tight end at. Just whatever with him. Now, another one player everybody keeps sending me the clip is a smash route, smash concept. If that defender's sitting where he was supposed to sit, you stay out there. But if you're going to come, you got to go, Kyle. If you're going to do that.
Are you talking about the one where he just got bumped off the route and quit?
Yes.
Okay.
Because if they're playing like that, you stay out there.
Okay.
That's what I always thought.
Then there was the other one, because he only had two targets.
Yes.
There was the other one in the end zone.
He wasn't getting that.
He
wasn't getting that.
But again,
he wasn't getting that.
I know.
He wasn't getting that.
I know. But it's just another one of those Kyle Pitts lowlights.
He wasn't going to get that one. But the other one, you're like, okay. Like, if you're going to run it, you stay out there. But if you're going to come across, you got to go. And I just thought, you know what? Whatever with him. What Drake London's doing, that's supposed to be Kyle Pitts. Playing inside, all those. That's supposed to be him. Obviously, he can't do that, I guess. Whatever. But, yeah, the quarterback lost the football game, period. And when you look at how well that defense – now, don't get me wrong. The Chargers are not a juggernaut on offense at all.
No.
At all.
They're not.
But
based on the direction that this defense was headed, I'm not going to mark them off
for
anything.
No.
That's the best game the defense has played all year.
Exactly.
They had five sacks.
But the thing about it is they're supposed to play like that against that offense.
Right.
You know, and that's what
we talked about last week. Like, if this secondary was going to have a game like that, this would be the worst.
Yes.
Because they don't have a lot of game-breaking right. wide receivers.
They get beat by the same play by damn Ladd McConkey,
yeah, a couple big plays by Ladd McConkey for sure, which, again, talked about that last week. Not surprising. Ladd McConkey's had a really nice rookie season. But other than that, I mean, their leading receiver was Quentin Johnson with 12 yards.
Yes.
Like, they did a nice job against those guys. They did a good job defending the run.
Yes. I mean,
they kept them to 56 yards on the ground.
Yes.
They did a really good job getting to the quarterback. I know they sacked him 5 times, which feels like a miracle, and I want to celebrate it. It's hard to because they lost the game and Kirk Cousins threw 4 interceptions, but you got to give credit to the defense for coming back from the bye and playing like that. They also hurried him a bunch of other times,
too. They sped him up.
Like,
they
They got to him 5 times, which is beautiful, but they sped him up a bunch of other times as well. And to think of all of that stuff happening and still losing the game is really frustrating.
They led in every category,
for
that.
Yeah, except for when they got to the red zone.
Yeah.
They turned the ball over. They couldn't get in the end zone. Obviously, you know, Youngway missed his first field goal, and they didn't trust him later. I guess he's banged up.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. If he's banged up, don't play him.
Then play somebody else. All right?
But,
like,
yeah, I mean,
if you can't trust him because he's not kicking good and he's not healthy, then play somebody else.
I love the fact they took the ball to start the game.
Me too.
Perfect damn drive.
Yeah.
Just hit Moody's wide open, Kirk. Just hit him.
I know.
You hit him. Moody walks in. That's a touchdown. And then you come back, field goal, whatever, you miss it. But, I mean, just the overall, like, they led in every statistical category, but your quarterback threw 5. Should have thrown 6.
Yeah, because that one Ray Ray long pass could have been picked.
Well, I don't know what the hell the corner was doing. And then one in the red zone when they tricked him, and that damn D-line was sitting right in the throw lane. And luckily, he's a defensive lineman, can't catch.
Exactly. Bounced off.
Yeah. Should have been 6 interceptions yesterday. Oh, that was bad. I understand why Ryan's not going to bench him and all those other things. But, you know, there needs to be starting some conversation. This dude ain't throwing a touchdown pass in a month.
Yeah.
All right.
In a month.
He's throwing more touchdown passes to the other team than he has to his own team.
That's a fact.
Yeah. And so, you got to start looking at that.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
Like, look, he said what you say after the game.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to tell us you're going to bench him after the game. But Kirk said it, too. He's like, in order to start in this league, you got to earn it.
Yeah.
Like, I know he's got $100 million
contract. And he knows this stuff.
But he's not earning the starts
and the way he's playing right now. His teammates, they all believe in Kirk. All that.
Great.
You know what? I love the fact they believe in that building. You know what? I ain't in that building.
No.
I ain't in that building. And I know what my eyes see me. And what my eyes see me is that your quarterback is the reason you know.
Yeah, that you lost yesterday.
Yeah.
And even with as bad as he played, the defense played so well, you had the ball with a chance to drive it and win the game. And you know what he did? It was 4th interception. And the game ended like that. Yeah. I mean, they said the right things, and that's good. Good. So the culture is strong.
Yeah. I ain't in that building.
I'm tired of talking about culture, okay? I want to talk about winning football games. You know who also won yesterday? Tampa. So there you go. Now you're tied. Now the division's tied. Awesome. That went away quick, didn't it?
Dude, this
that evaporated.
To me, again, watching the game and sitting back and thinking after I watched it, this looks like collapse all over.
Certainly does. Certainly how it feels right now.
Yep.